This is Akashwani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the International Conference on Gyan Bharatam in New Delhi this evening. He will also launch the Gyan Bharatam portal, a dedicated digital platform to accelerate manuscript digitization, preservation and public access, and address the gathering on the occasion. The three-day conference began yesterday under the theme Reclaiming India's Knowledge Legacy Through Manuscript Heritage. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that his Mauritius counterpart, Dr. Naveen Chandra Ram Gulam's visit to Kashi in Uttar Pradesh has become even more special considering the cultural significance of this city and the strong cultural linkages between India and Mauritius. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that they reviewed all aspects of bilateral cooperation and discussed regional as well as global issues. Prime Minister said that they also agreed to deepen cooperation in infrastructure, healthcare, digital technology, energy, maritime security, and more. In a significant step to enhance India's maritime security, Indian Navy will commission INS Aravali at Gurugram today. In a statement, Defence Ministry said that INS Aravali, named after the Aravali mountain range, is designed to strengthen the Navy's information and communication infrastructure. The ceremony will be presided over by Chief of the Naval Staff Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi. U.S. Ambassador-designate to New Delhi Sergio Gore has said that India is one of the most important relationships America has in the world. While appearing before Senate for his confirmation hearing, Gore described India as a strategic partner whose trajectory will shape the region and beyond. Gore said he will prioritize deepening defense and security cooperation with India. This includes expanding joint military exercises, advancing co-development and co-production of defense systems, and concluding critical defense sales, he noted. Gore also revealed that the U.S. has invited an Indian delegation to visit Washington next week, and the two sides are close to a deal.
Under President Donald Trump's strong leadership, I'm committed to advancing America's interest in this important partnership. India's geographic position, economic growth, and military capabilities make it a cornerstone of regional stability and a critical part of promoting prosperity and advancing the security interests that our nations share. India is one of the most important relationships our nation has in the world. If confirmed as ambassador, I will work to deliver on the president's agenda and advance U.S. interests by increasing our defense cooperation, ensuring fair and beneficial trade, deepening energy security, and furthering technology.
Indian Ambassador to U.S. Vinay Kavatra welcomed Gore's nomination, saying that President Trump is sending one of his most trusted aides to serve as the next U.S. ambassador to India. Election Commission will organize a one-day workshop for media and communication officers of the offices of the Chief Electoral Officer across 36 states and union territories today. The workshop aims to emphasize that elections in India are held as per the Constitution and underline the importance of communicating the legal, factual and rule-based information in a timely and in coordinated manner. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has called upon the political parties and the elected representatives to transform Parliament into a platform for meaningful debates, discussions and dialogues that can raise matters of national importance and public issues. Speaking at the inauguration of the 11th Commonwealth Parliamentary Association India Region Conference in Bengaluru, the Speaker asked the legislatures to rise above their political affiliations and participate in the deliberations as people's representatives. Brazil's former president, Jair Bolsonaro, has been sentenced to more than 27 years and 3 months in prison for plotting a military coup and seeking to destroy the country's democracy. Brazil's Supreme Court ruled that Bolsonaro, a former paratrooper who was elected president in 2018, is guilty of seeking to forcibly cling to power after losing the 2022 election. Bolsonaro's crimes as per sentence include coup d'etat and violently attempting to abolish Brazil's democracy. And that is the end of this news bulletin.